podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Oof. That was a very determined tap of the space bar.
I'm done.
And then you pushed yourself back away from the desk on your your hands up, just going there. It's never going to get better than that. What did you write then?
I was just writing some analytics.
Oh, I see.
An achy wrist after that.
Little achy, risky Dyson.
Are we recording?
We are.
Oh.
Welcome to podcast 58 on today's important podcast. Well, the vaccines will be swinging by. I'll show you my business. Dave inadvertently buys a house. We get angry. We get nerdy. And we begin with a clip chosen by Immigration Minister Damien Green, MP.
Yes, we are XFM.
Benny Wallace.
How are you? Hope you're very well. Keeping safe from the lions. Lions in Essex.
Yeah.
Did you believe it? I kind of believed it.
I saw one grainy image that really did look like a lion.
It
looked
a lot
like
a lion.
I think that may have been fake. I don't know
what that was. And it turned out to be a big cat. I mean, not like a big cat, but a big cat. The inflection there.
Yeah.
Just a large domestic cat.
Yeah.
a wild cat.
It's a very British story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's classic.
It's one of those things. Yeah. Proper classic British story. Just kind of, what, there's a lion on the loose in Essex.
We love it, don't we?
That's a cat. It's a cat.
After reading quite a few news stories over the years on breakfast shows, I was really expecting it to be just a little fluffy animal that they had mistaken, which always seems to be the outcome to
always
these stories.
Always seems to be a stuffed toy, yeah. At least this time it was moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got that in our credit. Did you have a nice bank holiday weekend? Dave, you went back to Manchester?
I went back home to Manchester, had a lovely time, thank you, yes.
Yeah. Seeing the family?
Saw lots of the family, saw my little nephews, Bailey and Harley. Yeah, and then I went to watch Manchester City play.
Oh.
All the way up in Liverpool.
The Blues, of course.
The Blues, yeah.
And the Liverpool Stadium is actually called Anfield.
Yes, it is.
It's all different facts that I bring to the table.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct.
Your weekend, Matt, good?
Yeah, very nice, thanks. I went to Kensington Palace.
What? At one point. Finally getting that award.
No, I just went there.
Did they summon you? Because of the whole Prince Harry thing.
I also saw my nieces, so I went there with my nieces and my extended family.
Lovely.
It was really nice. And then I got a work experience. Steve is cold. I believe this is his cold.
I see.
Because he soldiered in like a martyr last week and spread his germs.
That's right.
Because I have to sit next to him.
When you sneeze, does it have a billericay twang?
Yes, it does.
Well, that's Steve's thing.
How was your weekend, Daniel?
I was under house arrest, Matt. Oh. Pretty much under house arrest. I had a few drinks on Friday, right? A few drinks. And then I woke up, you know, I think I had a bad glass of wine because I had a headache.
Must have done, yeah.
And that was when I realised that was the morning that we were going to start potty training our child. Right? My God. The things I've seen, Matt, this weekend. The things I've been through.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. My young eyes have seen so much, Matt. I don't know how to prepare you for this.
This isn't what you got into it for, is it, really?
It's not. This wasn't part of the deal. This really wasn't part of the deal.
Oh, no.
I don't think we'll ever be able to sell our house. Because people will come in and they'll sense the dark, inhuman things that have happened. You know, I was saying that to my wife, I hope the police never have cause to do like a DNA test or use one of those ultraviolet lights, because the whole place will light up. The kind of chaos that ensued. I mean, you know me, it's kind of, I suppose it's fortunate I've always been a huge fan of mopping up other people's urine. Because this was a diamond weekend for me. At one point, things got so desperate that I had to go to a well-known catalogue shop to buy, like a small, bald plastic baby that sits on a potty, and then you fill it with water, and then it expels the excess fluids. And I went in there, and I looked sort of panicked, and kind of, and it arrived, and the man held up this box, a see-through box of a giant, bald plastic baby, and said to me, "Do you want a bag?" I was like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
As quick as you can.
I don't want to be walking down the street with this. So, I mean, oh, my goodness me. And they say I was thinking it'd probably take a day or two.
Oh, yeah.
Could take months.
Really?
Could take months of this. Yeah. I expect to hear of little else on
Does
the
it
XFM
almost make
show.
You wonder whether, is it worth bothering? Maybe just keep them in nappies.
Yeah, we nearly gave up. We nearly, day three.
Can't you get like pull-ups now that are half nappy, half pants? That sounds like a good halfway house for me. Can't you just use them for ages?
I suppose so. But, you know, at some point we want him to, you know, grow up.
Yeah,
not be saddled with that. I think you're thinking of what we're going to end up with in about 30 years' time.
XFM.
Good morning, how are you? With the XFM Breakfast Show, my name is Danny Wallace, and sitting before me, we're very excited to welcome, well, heroes of XFM, in fact, winners of the XFM New Music Award last year, doing amazing things worldwide. The Vaccines, ladies and gentlemen. Justin and Freddie, hello, how are you?
How's it going? Does that XFM award actually exist? Is it a physical award?
I see, right, yeah, that is a bit awkward, that, isn't it? It's kind of an award of the mind, I believe. Okay. They are, statuettes are prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
It keeps bands from fighting.
Well, exactly, yeah. Who would take it home is that kind of thing, you know? Yep. You're all winners, you're all winners in my eyes.
XFM would pay for four of them.
I see. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. That's the end of the interview.
Good start, eh?
Congratulations on that, but also just a generally on everything that's been happening. It's been very exciting just to watch, and things are about to get more exciting as well with the next album coming out in what, just a week or so. Come of Age, the pressure must be on with you guys. It made such an impact, the last album.
I think we put pressure on ourselves to sort of make a better record, but I don't think we would have made one so quickly if we didn't think we were capable of doing so. I think one thing that we've always sort of believed is that the first record was successful because we sort of put faith in our own tastes and our own sort of instincts and stuff.
But I think arrogance, very arrogant attitude.
Well, it is. No, I just think because we're sort of four music fans, all with like quite different backgrounds, and maybe this is arrogant, but I think we all feel like it's an album of 11 better songs, and if the last record connected, then why can't this one?
I hope there are less very short songs, because because I mean, it's always one of those things. Yeah. I try and perhaps just nip out, make a coffee, something like that. It's very difficult with some of your songs.
Yeah, although it's also, I've heard, it's really good instead of having to fill 25 seconds of laughter to be like, kids, 1 minute of the news, here is the
exactly, that does help. As well as the brand new album Come of Age, which comes out, as we say, next week. I mean, there's a free EP that you guys have put together, and it says it's made up of four covers recorded in various hotel rooms while on tour throughout Eastern Europe. That sounds very, very depressing.
Well, that's why we did it.
It sounds
bleak, very bleak period in your lives.
You should bloody listen to it.
What are these covers? What are these covers, Freddie?
What did we do? We did Wire.
We did
Mannequin,
ABBA.
We did ABBA. Just,
you did ABBA?
We did ABBA. When It Takes It All.
Just four we guys did, just strumming ABBA in a Eastern European hotel room.
It was just the two of us, and we did Nick Lowe, Beast and Me. And
I think a couple of them we stayed pretty true to the originals, but then a couple we sort of reimagined. Like ABBA. In particular.
I kind of want to play that now.
You do it.
Oh, I'd love to, yeah. Do we have it on us?
Not right now.
Right, okay. Well,
XFM.
I've been through the papers. I've scanned the showbiz stories. Let me put you in the no-biz. Just so that you don't have to worry. This is all for you. So I've simplified the stories just to make it very easy for you. Let's start with some spotteds. They're always interesting, aren't they?
Ooh.
They're just like us, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just like us.
It's good to know, isn't it?
Isn't it? That you could come across these people at any time doing their glamorous business. So, Florence Welch, first of all, we'll start with her.
Mm.
Spotted eating some sushi in Leeds.
Sharp.
I won't shut up. It's absolutely true.
She played the Leeds Festival a few days ago, didn't she?
Maybe that's why. Do you think she had sushi before the festival gig or after it? It's interesting, isn't it?
It's interesting. I could talk about this all day.
People will talk of this for years.
What time was her gig, do you think?
Probably in the evening.
So perhaps she had sushi before.
Yeah, maybe she has.
Or maybe the next day on the way to the airport.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I don't know. Sue Pollard spotted walking past a pub in Angel.
Pinch me.
You've spotted her a number of times, haven't you?
I used to live on her road.
Yeah.
I did, and I could get a cab from South London all the way to North London. And I'd say what the street was, and they'd go, do you want the end sort of down towards King's Cross, or do you want the Sue Pollard end?
That's what it's known as.
The Sue Pollard end. It wasn't even that long. I used to see it walking past a lot of pubs. We're just going into newsagents.
Yeah.
just talking to people at random.
Has she got a blue plaque outside her house?
Not yet.
She should have.
She has got a plaque outside. It's a rude joke. We've been talking about what you should call your house.
Right.
Can't say what she calls her house.
Oh,
not on
really?
It. Yeah. But she's just got to people and just been an old man just shuffling into the newsagent. And then she did, nothing would be said and it was all completely silent. And then she'd just go, I'm going on Paul O'Grady soon. Like no one had asked. Alexandra Burke spotted buying booze in a Costco in Chingford.
Oh,
am I in a dream?
Amy Childs is helping to open a new zebra meat restaurant in East Grinstead.
The best one ever.
Gazooks.
It's about time.
Yeah. East Grinstead's been crying out for zebra meat. And she knows this this guy, this restaurateur, and he decided to open this restaurant in East Grinstead after taking her advice, because she said Peter Andre lives in that area. So he was like, well, crack out the business plans.
Yeah.
What would Andre like? Let's start with zebra meat.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have booked a little holiday in the Lake District. Be nice. They could go be a Kestrel Centre.
Ooh.
A day out at a Kestrel Centre.
Yeah.
And this is a nice link. Talking of which, JK of Jamiroquai has, what's he done this time, eh? He's been landing his £300,000 chopper on shingle beaches again.
Whoa.
That happened to a mate of mine.
Yeah. As we all know, that's far too close to a bird sanctuary in Norfolk, isn't it, that particular shingle beach? Oh, JK.
Oh, come on.
You're going to learn.
I read the other day that his apartment in Ibiza got robbed, but they left all his clothes. So they left all JK's wardrobe.
And they just took everything else. What an insult.
Completely left his wardrobe untouched.
He probably flew into a rage at that point.
Yeah.
He's, I'm going to land my helicopter on a shingle beach near a bird sanctuary.
Yeah, I'll teach him.
And Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, he's going out with Isla Fisher.
Yes.
And Sacha is he's a tall, broad-shouldered man, isn't he? Isla, quite petite.
Ooh.
And they went to some party in Los Angeles. And, essentially, Isla Fisher keeps getting mistaken for Sacha Baron Cohen's child. So they went to a party, and Isla says, told Gordon Smart, we arrived at a party, and the lady said, hi, Sacha. And to me, she said, come with me, little one.
What?
And she took me up to this room, she says. And there's this group of 14-year-old girls. And she said, would you like a drink? And I said, I'll have a glass of Chardonnay. And she said, no, a soft drink. I like to say, I'm not Sasha's daughter, I'm his girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
And then I was allowed to go back to the grown-up party.
Oh, wow. You couldn't make it up.
You couldn't make it up. Now you are in the no-biz.
XFM.
Sometimes my colleagues here disgust me. Absolutely, absolutely disgust me. Matt, when I was starting this link, Matt had to move away, push himself back, propelling himself on his office chair, just to, and then spin around, sort of 180 degrees, because he's chewing so many biscuits this morning, along with Work Experience Steve here. They've got those American biscuits. I won't mention the brand name, but you know the ones, the American ones, yeah? The sort of American ones. The ones you're not quite sure what they're made of.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of black and then they're white and they're not quite sure what they're made of.
Mm, they're not like our biscuits, are they?
No, they're not like our biscuits,
like
no.
Our biscuits.
And what you've done is you've got a bowl of milk and you're just, you're like two reverse cats adding to the milk with the blackness from the biscuits. And you're sharing this bowl of milk and you're just dipping the biscuits in and munching them down at, I remind you, 8:56 in the morning.
Yeah.
Justify it.
Well, I'd never done it before and I've seen people on telly in America do it a lot, so I wanted to try it.
You've seen people do it on TV in America a lot?
Yeah.
I've never seen any TV.
Milk.
Never seen that happen.
Haven't you?
Never.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it,
Danny.
You've seen it happen
time,
a lot.
Yeah.
Look at the packet. It's splashing milk on the biscuit.
Yeah, I think that's... Is the innards not supposed to be milky? Is that not why?
No, apparently you're supposed to dunk. You are supposed to dunk them.
Well, that's not a dunk. That's a splash.
Well, yeah.
You should be splashing milk over these cookies.
Well, this is a radio environment. You can't splash liquid around.
Quite right, Steve. That was a test. And that was what I was going for. This whole link was based around seeing if you are, you know, appropriate behaviour in a studio.
You can tick that one off.
Done. Well done, Stephen.
We are... XFM.
Oh,
XFM.
You're with the XFM Breakfast Show, broadcasting live from the Broadcast Centre in London's West End. I had no idea I was going to say that, but it sounded pretty good, didn't it? Pretty nice. Okay, let's get the good news in the studio. What will it be? Who will be happy and why? Dave. Give me your good news.
Good news, guys. Yeah. Yesterday was a pretty special day for me, as for the first time since I was about 11, I fell off my push bike. The overgrown grass in Finsbury Park made sure I didn't see a rather large divot in the ground, resulting in me flying dramatically over the handlebars with my beloved hybrid flipping and landing on top of me.
I thought you had a beloved hybrid called Philip.
The good news being that, as painful as this tumble was, a little bit of the 11-year-old kid in me was still very much alive, as my first thought wasn't, ow, that really hurt, but wow, I bet that looked pretty darn cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, bikes and divots. Yeah. Good news, guys. Well, it's day four of potty training. It's upon us. A world I did not predict would be so traumatic, dark, inhuman, barbaric world. My infant son has gone from placid, good-natured little prince to a terrifying force of nature, shooting mad jets of excess fluids hither and thither, like that pot-bellied statue in Brussels. And as day four begins, the good news is, I'm here at work, where I remain entirely dry, while my wife crawls around on all fours with Dettol in one hand, using the other to prod our toddler towards a potty in which she has, so far, shown scant interest in. So I'm here and I'm staying, and that's good news. I'm never going home.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
You're back with the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. My guests remain Justin and Freddie from The Vaccines. The new album is out next week, Come of Age. We're very excited about it. There's the free EP. You're on tour tomorrow night. You're playing Kingston upon Thames, the Hippodrome. Yep. That's going to be exciting. We've been giving away tickets
Have you really?
On the show. Yeah.
Yeah, no, really excited for that. It's always fun playing somewhere slightly smaller. And I'm told it's sort of 500.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'll be honest, it's very hard to make Kingston upon Thames sound very rock and roll.
Well, I actually played there as a solo artist, and I had lots of fun, and I remember thinking it was a massive, massive venue, and right. So it feels strange to me now saying it's a small venue.
Well, exactly, but that's a sign of the times. Yeah. We're going to crowbar some questions in now. Here come the crowbarring in questions, based on titles of tracks. Family friend, of course. Freddie, who's your mum's best mate?
My godmother.
Okay.
Yeah, she's mental. I try not to speak.
Big XFM listener as well.
No longer. All in white. Is it ever acceptable, apart from weddings, to wear all in white? Or is it better to offset slightly with perhaps
like
a brooch or something?
I think always, always
accessorize.
Monochrome, like a black and white thing? Or
yeah,
are you
absolutely fine.
Primary colours?
Absolutely fine.
Primary colours.
I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Pastels? Not really.
Depends what season.
It does depend, but it is seasonal, that. Yeah. Wetsuit. The last time you wet yourself.
Well, let me think about that.
Yeah.
No, I think I was probably older than I felt I should have been.
Oh, dear. That's not a good start.
But not, fortunately, for a very long time.
Right. Good.
Not this month.
Not this month, at least. Weirdo. Who is the weirdo in the band?
Freddie,
yeah. Why
is
that Freddie?
Probably.
So Arnie, you're deflecting that immediately. Yeah, but well, let's concentrate on you because you're here. Why are you such an oddball, Freddie? What's wrong with you?
I wish I knew.
Might be a nice time to get it off your chest.
Do you want
to
tell me, Justin?
Well, I just think if it was quantifiable, it wouldn't be weird, would it?
Right. That's true. Yeah,
it's just something. There's just something wrong with me.
And finally, I wish I was a girl. If you could be a girl for a day, what would you do, Justin? You've clearly thought about this. Clearly thought about it a lot.
What would you do, Danny?
What would I do? Just walk around, just saying, I'm a girl. Look at me, I'm a pretty girl.
You might not be pretty.
I'm the weirdo.
Well, I might not be. You never know. Exactly. How about you, Fred, if you were a girl?
I'm not touching that question.
Okay, all right, we'll move on. They touched a nerve.
I'd ride a bike down a hill.
Would you? I'd ride a bike down a hill? You are the oddball. And finally, plans for the rest of the year. We've obviously got these dates. Are there any other dates you can tell us?
Yeah, I suppose the more important ones for XFM listeners are that we're doing a UK tour in the second half of November.
I
think tickets are on sale as of tonight.
And London, how about London? Anything London specific?
London, we're doing Alexandra Palace.
Nice.
On the 17th of November.
That's a Saturday, I believe.
It is indeed. That's good.
That's good.
How
wow.
did you do that? There's various ways. It's the day after my birthday. So
it would
be a lovely gift, wouldn't it? A lovely gift for a presenter you just met, wouldn't it? It was a lovely gift to you.
Can you connect?
Lovely gift. Lovely. You could just pop it in your phone now if you wanted. Just pop that. You're not get your
battery?
Phone out.
It's out of battery.
It's weird. Well, listen, thanks so much for coming in, guys.
We are XFM.
Well, a shopkeeper has grown a 28-inch long cucumber.
No.
And he did it. Come on now. And he did it by playing music to the long green vegetable. His name is Parbat Halai. He's 53. And what he does is he leaves the radio on or plays recordings of Indian songs in his greenhouse. And he planted the cucumber seed just 4 months ago in his home in Cardiff. And he says, I always talk or leave the radio on to let the plant know that somebody's there. And this cucumber particularly likes Indian temple songs, which is great. It's lovely that he's kind of caring for this cucumber like it's a kitten or a puppy. You know, leaving the radio on so that the cucumber knows that there's someone around. Yeah. So the cucumber's just going, well, you just turn the radio off. Just give me a bit of peace. He's probably growing because he's trying to stretch himself to get out the greenhouse. He's trying to get on the run. He's just, if I just stretch far enough to get to the door. Poor Parbat. He's just like, oh, he loves this music, doesn't he?
It's like a little shop of horrors, this. Strange new take.
It's like some kind of cucumber-based Guantanamo Bay. This, just leaving the music on loudly.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
This poor cucumber, stressed. Just trying to get me out of here.
Oh.
Poor little guy.
Poor thing.
Someone's got to rescue this. This 28-inch long cucumber. We should try and get in touch
with
him.
Let's try and get the cucumber and rescue it.
Yeah, let's see if we can swap.
Because you know what happens to these cucumbers after they're grown, Danny? I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but a lot of them end up in salads.
Yeah, they do, abandoned. Nice. Abandoned at the side of a plate.
Yeah, we should rescue it.
We should rescue that.
We are XFM!
Let's get the good news where you are. Making you happy. What's making you happy? Again, I sounded like Wogan there. What's making you happy this morning? Matt, hit me with some good news.
Good news, guys, from Little Jason on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
I've managed to get the hell out of Essex in my dodgy lion fancy dress outfit before the old Bill pumped me full of lead.
Right. That's good news. Well
Little
done.
Little Jason all along.
Little Jason. Zoe in Southend says, good news, guys. And this is great. This will deserve a round of applause. Found out this weekend, I'm pregnant after a year of trying.
Oh, nice.
So looking forward to being a mum. Well done, Zoe.
Yes.
Some work. Good luck. Absolutely. Matt.
Good news, guys. Today is my first year anniversary with my gorgeous wife, Anna.
I see.
That's from Jez in Stanmore.
Nice.
Nice wordplay, Jez.
Excellent wordplay. Toby in Hammersmith says, good news, guys. Over the bank holiday weekend, I found myself in need of a pit stop while stuck in the inevitable M25 traffic jam. Taking a huge gamble, I entrusted my 9-year-old son with the task of venturing into the service station and choosing the mid-journey snacks for us both to enjoy, showing exceptional taste and considerable intuition. He not only purchased 2 spicy chicken slices and 4 mini pork pies, he exceeded his brief by returning to the car with a shiny floral tin of travel sweets much change out of 20 quid. Thank you.
Yes.
Excellent work, Toby, and well done to your 9-year-old son. He's one to watch.
Yeah, good news, guys. So lots of highs and lows on the commute on the roads today.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah McNick on Twitter.
Yeah.
Firstly, is very glad to be commuting back in the sunshine, listening to XFM. Unfortunately, her flask of tea is soapy.
She didn't
rinse it properly. Horrible. But Anthony, spare a thought for Anthony, guys.
Yeah.
Good news, guys. Well, I'm stuck on the A12 in the traffic and have been since before 7 this morning.
Oh, goodness.
I am on my way to work to hand in my immediate notice. Up yours, work. No more 2-hour commutes for me.
Wow, strong words, but welcome ones. Will in Essex, what's your good news?
Good news, guy. Even though I'm back to work after a vigorous weekend of drinking and dancing at Reading Festival, I have all to look forward to again, as this weekend my band play at Brownstock Festival with the Futureheads and Labyrinth. That's not good news. That's great.
Great news. Excellent work. Well done. There's some good news happening. And good news in from my wife, who's texted in after I said that my good news was being here instead of in day four of potty training, ending up soaked and just kind of carrying this fountain of a child. And she just says, good news, guys. Tomorrow is take your child to work day. Hey, that's not good news. That's great news, because I've got the day off. I don't.
We are XFM.
I don't know what you did last night. Pretty ordinary evening. And I sat down just this morning and I said, what did you do last night and stuff? And I didn't even get round to you, Dyson.
Well, mine was pretty ordinary too, really.
A pretty ordinary night, wasn't it? Pretty ordinary.
I went to do some shopping at Morrison's and then I watched the first half of Forest on telly.
Oh, the Nottingham Forest game.
Yeah, the Nottingham Forest boys, yeah.
Congratulations, by the way, on their
endeavours. They lost,
yes.
They got knocked out by Wigan.
No, but I just meant generally, because
they have got a proud history, that's right, Devin.
A plucky team.
Thanks.
Not at all. No idea what I'm talking about. And then I said, hey, Dave, what did you get up to last night? And he said a sentence that I was not expecting to hear. There'd been no hints that this was coming. It just came out of the blue. Dave, it seems, last night, from the little I know, made some kind of impulse purchase. We've all, had a bad glass of wine and bought stuff we didn't want on the internet, okay? Yeah. There's packages arrive all the time from unfamiliar sources.
It was a confidence booster for me. I was feeling a little bit low, so I thought I'd nip out.
Retail therapy.
Yeah.
Retail therapy. So this really helped you. So just to reveal, what was it that you bought?
Well, I'm on the I've not bought it yet, so I don't want to tempt fate.
What was it?
It's a house.
A house.
You bought a house. And did you mean to do this? Was this a bet? How did this happen?
No, it wasn't a bet. It's been, it's been planned for a while.
Has it?
Yeah, for a couple of days.
Wow.
And we came across a lovely place near Finsbury Park, where I live at the moment.
Yes, exactly.
So we've put the wheels in motion.
The wheels are in motion.
Yeah.
And what are you going to call the house? Because I imagine, you're from quite a well-to-do village in Cheshire. You say you're from Manchester. You're from a well-to-do village in Cheshire.
Yeah.
And I imagine, and I've never been there, but I imagine when you walk down, all the houses have names, like the Gables.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Gated community. Gated,
closed off, shut off to the outside world. Probably not. But go on. So what would you call it?
What about
Master?
Yeah, with the surname being Masterman. What about the Master Maze?
The Master Maze?
Yeah, a bit like the Crystal Maze.
So it's a theme house.
We could make it a theme house.
Yeah, the world's your oyster.
Yeah.
Different rooms for different challenges.
Yeah, the Aztec zone was always my favourite of the zones.
Oh, there's nothing better than an Aztec themed house.
Yeah.
Especially in the North London area. So is that what you'd do? Would it be an actual maze? Or we've got a lot of builders listening to this broadcast. So perhaps if you are a builder, how would Dave make it into like a proper pyramid?
Yeah.
I know that's not strictly Aztec, but it would still be quite nice.
Well, there is a shed which we came across in the back garden, which is ours.
One
apparently.
Purchase at a time.
No, it's part of the house.
Really?
There's a shed. We've got nothing to put in the shed, so I'm thinking that's the Crystal Dome right there.
Yes. Wow. This is going to be extraordinarily exciting. Yeah. I'm so pleased that me and Matt...
Start the fans, please. Yeah. Put a couple of little fans in there.
Me and Matt are on this journey with you. We're on this journey with you. This is going to happen. We're going to design this house for you. And let's not tell your girlfriend Hannah a thing about it. It's going to be brilliant.
It could be shed of the year next year, couldn't it?
Could be shed of the year.
It's got an alarm as well, so that's the automatic lock-in.
The shed's got an alarm?
Yeah. No, the house has got an alarm.
Oh, right, I was going to say. XFM. Been through the papers, been through the showbiz. Let me put you in the no-biz. It's almost like a poem. If I found something to rhyme with papers. Been through the papers, checked out the capers. Seen all the showbiz, let me put you in the no-biz.
Oh, yes.
I should write for Hallmark cards, shouldn't I? That's what I should be doing. Hanging out with you clowns. So, Will.i.am. Fresh from his triumph, just what was it yesterday when his song was beamed from Mars?
His cover of S Club 7's Reach for the Stars.
Guess, I don't know what happened here, but he managed to hit a parked car in Los Angeles while driving in a car park. The airbags went off and gave both him and Cheryl Cole bloody noses.
Come off it.
So there's big pictures of the two of them sitting there looking a bit dazed and confused with bloody noses. So. But at least the airbags went off. Now you know you can trust that car.
Yeah.
If not the driver. Lady Gaga, dressed as a raven, to walk past some fans in Finland. That's all it says. Just to walk past some fans.
Yeah, she did it just for the fans.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
A lot of effort. All they were looking for was maybe an autograph or something. Just wave out the window.
Yeah.
She dressed as a raven to walk past some fans in Finland. Simon Cowell saved the lives of 9 people trapped on a sinking ship.
WTF.
Not X Factor. That's not... It's an actual sinking ship. A Mayday call was heard when he was on his yacht, right? Sunita was there.
Of course.
And Simon Cowell. I mean, you might think the way I've put this and the way the papers have that Simon immediately... It was just him and Sunita on a yacht.
Mm.
And he immediately turned the yacht around to save these people. Instead... He sort of, I imagine, just waved his hand at the captain and said, fine, save them. So they turned around and they saved 9 people who were on there. Sunita was absolutely delighted. Couldn't wait to tweet it. So well done. That's great. Martine McCutcheon spotted eating, quote, a jumbo-sized portion of chicken tenders in Chelsea. Why not? Does a young woman good?
She's had all that yogurt, you know. Yeah. I think her stomach's in a good way now.
It doesn't say she was with anyone.
No,
I hope it's quite a bleak image.
Happened to a mate of mine.
Did it? It's quite a bleak image if it's just Martine just sat in a corner of a restaurant, just a big tub of chicken tenders. But hopefully she's enjoying them with friends because they're best shared, aren't they?
Yes.
Britney Spears has it written into her rider that no backstage staff can be too pretty or too stylish. It's interesting, because I always say the opposite. Just how I got you guys. I mean, I said, I want eye candy. And no belts, please. Someone stipulated that. Finally, it's kicked in. Yeah. Well, it makes sense, unless you were listening earlier. Max left the house without a belt.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams. This is the actual first line of this Robbie Williams story. Robbie Williams is pulling out all the stops for the birth of his baby daughter. What, they're using corks? That's not how it works, is it? He's trying to keep, you know.
It's quite old school, mate. That's what I did in the Middle Ages.
Just a cork on a piece of string?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an unusual technique, you know. How many stops are they using? You'd only need, traditionally, one.
One.
Let me write this down.
You do, please. These are all tips you can use. It's just one area they pop out from. He's using earplugs. No, he's chosen a birthday, isn't he? That's what's happened. And he's going, keep it in, Ada. Keep it in. I'll remove the corks and I'm ready. And finally, photos of Nicholas Lyndhurst.
I like it already.
Have been used to... Photos of Nicholas Lyndhurst have been used to show up a Serbian mayor. So all over Serbia...
What?
All over Serbia, they've used photos of Nicholas Lyndhurst to embarrass this Serbian mayor who's been accused of dodgy deals. I didn't realise Only Fools... I didn't realise Rodney was such a huge star in Serbia. But apparently he's a major political figure when it comes to satirical comedy.
You are sh**. Me.
I am not, and now you're in the no-biz. We are you angry about anything? Are you nerdy about anything this morning? Could be some kind of IT glitch. Could be anything like that. Oh, my goodness me. I just saw you, Matt. What are you doing? You're clenching your fists together and shaking almost.
I'm in a rage.
You are in a rage. Well, let's get angry and let's get nerdy. Go on.
Dearest MacBook, how I admire you, but why must I keep having to rebuild my identity? Every time I try and use Outlook at the moment, I'm constantly having to rebuild my identity. I've done it more times than Madonna. I don't even know what it means.
Do you have to choose a different name every time?
Is it your main identity or your second identity? Just my identity. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're like Lady Gaga of the IT world, aren't you? Constantly reinventing yourself. Mm. Hey! Home screen button on my smartphone. What you doing? Huh? Why you suddenly got so unresponsive, home screen button? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Stop napping on me. How come I can touch the screen lightly and anything I want will happen, yeah? But your old school push button technology, tried and tested over decades and decades, lets me down. I hate having to press you 6 times before you deign to respond to me, you arrogant button. I'm from the MTV generation, yeah? I need a quick fix. Come on, get with the program. It's the 1990s. Exciting times in London, eh? Exciting times. If you ignore the showers. Ignore the... Is it... When is it autumn? Is it autumn now? Are we in autumn now?
I don't think we're officially... We're not officially in autumn yet.
When are we officially in autumn?
You love official dates for things. I, however, don't.
You don't know them. Yeah, you have no respect for official dates.
But I will tell you, we've seen the leaves falling, haven't we? So, I mean, that's the start of it.
Yeah. What you're saying is you've got no idea.
Yeah.
The Paralympics opening ceremony last night, that was great. It's exciting, exciting times for London. It does bring back traffic phasing, though, doesn't it?
Yes, phasing's back, yeah.
Phasing. I didn't ever knew the phrase phasing until the last few weeks. Nice to see the Queen out last night.
Yes.
Opening ceremony. Why's she always got a little bag with her? What's in the bag?
A little clutch bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. She just keeps a few bits
what
in
does
there.
She possibly need?
One of the corgis?
Come on. There's no way. She's not Paris Hilton. With all those tiny dogs in a bag.
Popping its head out. Yeah, that'd be good.
But seriously, I mean, what is she keeping in there? Has she got a mobile? Does she... What does she... Yeah. Is it mace? Is she... And you saw, is it the Duke and Duchess of Wessex?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what bit they got. Because, you know, Cornwall, that's gone. That's, you know, Charles and Camilla, they got Cornwall. That's pretty good. Cambridge with William and Kate, that's good. It's never, you know... I think you know your standing, don't you, in the royal family? If you go there and you go, so what have I got? And they go, you're going to be the Duke of Humberside. And it's a great place. It's just, it doesn't really trip off the tongue like Cornwall or Cambridge or... Yeah, you're going to be the Count of Stockport, Dave.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, you're already in many ways the Count of Stockport.
Am I?
That's how I think of you. There's the Count of Monte Cristo, and then there's the Count of Stockport, you.
Yeah.
That'd be great, you just walking around. Man, why don't you claim Stockport?
I don't know if it's been claimed yet. I mean, I once wrote a song about Stockport. That was a happy time in my life.
You're already in?
Yeah.
Did you release the song? I mean, is it just a song you wrote in your head?
It got over 5,000 views on YouTube, Danny, so...
Did it?
You're already internet royalty in my eyes, in that case.
Yeah, mainly slagging me off.
Oh, right, okay.
But it was good.
Here's the breaking news. Matt's come to the studio today without a belt.
Yeah.
Without a belt. Is this a new look for you? The low
rider
sort of
fashion disaster. I didn't realise till I got to like the bus stop, and then it was too late and the bus was arriving. So I've got to spend the rest of the day without a belt, constantly worrying. I mean, they don't fall down.
Oh, yeah, look. They're riding very low on your hips.
Right. Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, I got a flash or something there. I mean, nothing inappropriate, but...
If I walk, unusual underpants. They fall down when I walk. So, I mean, I need some advice and what to do. You
know. String?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But where'd you get like a piece of rope from?
Why don't you just go and get a belt? I'm going to go to all the trouble of going to find a piece of string. Just buy a belt.
Just go to a shop and buy a belt.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, that's the kind of useful advice that I will impart to you this morning on the important broadcast. XFM. So once again, I'm going to become Dr. Daniel P. Wallace, and I'll welcome another celebrity into my surgery. You just have to guess from some very tricky and very subtle clues that I'll be giving out who I'm vaccinating. So for the final time this week, let's see who's popping by today. So I'm sitting at my desk, probably. Oh, come in. Oh, lady shoes. Hi. Hi. Do come in. Make yourself comfortable. Why don't you just pop your buttocks down on a chair, maybe? Just, buttocks at looking at them. I imagine won some kind of award, probably late 80s, something like that. Probably won an award there. Very obscure clue, that.
Oh, we all remember that.
That is the most obscure clip.
Does anyone get it from that?
who would have won a Rear of the Year star competition?
Oh, in 88.
88. There's couples now in cars. Now, was it Annika Rice? Was it Annika Rice? I'm not sure. So anyway, sit down. Sit down on a couple of metal trays. So, from David Hasselhoff, wearing very little yesterday, you've really gone out. Oh, blimey, all out with your outfit. Look at that. You're flamboyant. This won't hurt. Think of it as a little crayon. Simply drawing a little dot on your upper thigh. Now, I'm rather new to this procedure, so I need to make sure that if I don't get it quite right, you will not sue. Okay? I don't want you to sue. No suing. I want you to sue. Don't sue me.
Okay.
In it goes. And now for the syringe. Apologies. Is that the phone? Yeah, I thought it was. You know, you can sometimes tell.
Yeah.
It's Matt, I think. You rang, my lord?
No, it's me. It's Matt Dyson, your colleague. So sorry that wasn't present for today's vaccination. I had to go and spend a penny.
Not a problem, Matt. You've been nothing but a hindrance all week anyway. Bye-bye, D-bye. It's weird, because I could hear him laughing all the way through that. It's going to be piercing sort of laugh, isn't it? It just goes through loads of walls. Anyway, thank you. Remember not to sue me. Bye-bye. Off, yeah, ooh. Yeah, late. Yeah, 88, I think. Mark, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Mark. What did you think of the skit that we performed for your benefit?
I think it's the best one you've ever done.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. Who is the celebrity I vaccinated, Mark?
Is it Sue Pollard?
Take those three words. Is it... Oh, no, four. Is it Sue Pollard? Swap the first two words around, and what do you get?
It is Sue Pollard.
Yay! Well done, my friends. You have won the last pair of tickets in town to see the Vaccines playing the Hippodrome tonight. How do you feel?
Brilliant. I saw them at Fenwick Steam and they were awesome. Steam and Small Place will be fantastic.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Well done, my friends. Stay on the line. We will take your details. Yes, yeah, Sue Pollard. Sue Pollard. We talked about her on the show yesterday. You tried to line her up as a mystery guest, didn't you? And she was very, very interested, which was great. But did in the end refuse because there was no fee involved. Joining just... I can say that. That's all right.
Yeah.
Joining just Goldie Looking Chain and the broadcaster Andrew Collins.
XFM.
Man, you guys are angry about some nerdy stuff. Yeah. And why not? Let's ride that wave of rage, Matt. The wave of nerd rage this morning. Do you want to kick us off? Why don't you kick us off?
Angry nerd Ben has vented his nerdy spleen many a time on this show.
Yes,
and today's no different. He says, Kimberly Clark commercial toilet paper dispenser. Stop! In capitals. Stop dispensing me ripped tatters of useless wadding. It would be easier to use a cobweb, you goat. And while I'm at it, stop being so narrow.
Oh,
unfit for purpose.
All in block capitals, I hope. Yes. Wow, it's been a while since Kimberly Clark toilet roll dispensers got it in the neck on national
that
radio.
Size.
James from Sidcup says, hey, Scott lead. Strong start. Why must you be so inflexible and stubbornly one way? What if I wanted my DVD player on the other side of my television? Therefore, have to bend the SCART upside down, most likely causing internal wiring damage. You, sir, SCART lead. Had a very selfish nincompoop indeed.
Oh,
excellent work.
Yes, why does Adobe Acrobat, the only application with no discernible changes in a decade, insist on forcing me to restart my PC for updates on a virtually daily basis?
It's so needy.
Back of the class, says Roscoe in Surbiton.
Oh, do you want an update? 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 Do you want an update?
Later, another time.
Kath in Bedfont, what are you angry about?
Shampoo manufacturers. Why can't you write shampoo and conditioner in large type? Even we nerds don't wear glasses in the shower. You're wasting our time, making us late for our nerdy jobs. Wet nerd rage!
Wet nerd rage, everybody!
There's one here from, this is controversial. Ian in Earlsfield, what's your rant?
Hey, Matt Dyson. Stop saying Paralympics. It's Paralympics. Stop adding your extra O. There is no O.
Stop adding an extra O. There is no O.
I didn't realise I was.
Well, do you think you were?
I didn't intend to. Well, I don't think I was.
You're being very reasonable now, but off air you were very unreasonable. He was going, how dare you? I had not said that. Paralympics. Sure. Paralympics. No. Say it for us.
Paralympics.
Right, well, I've been back through through the show and I found the clip. Let's see if Ian's right.
Travel. And the Paralympic flame.
Oh! I did too!
You say Paralympics.
Oh, sorry.
XFM.
Hey, walking in Britain's countryside has been named the best-loved pastime, Matt.
Wow.
Even beating the likes of Facebook. the classic British pastime. A study has revealed. So there's a list of a whole load of pastimes here. I wonder how many of these you've done, Matt. You're the kind of... You're the man on the street here.
Plus, Facebook is a pastime.
Well, there's... Tell me about the last time you did any of these. Matt Dyson. A long country walk.
You know...
Look at his face.
I'd love to do more of them.
Yeah, just long country
walks. It's one of those things I always mean to do, but never do.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think it was about 4 years ago in Epping Forest.
Oh, reading in the garden?
Last summer.
Going for a bike ride.
About a month ago.
Pottering around the house.
Every single day, Danny.
Car booting?
Never.
Fishing?
Exactly 13 years ago.
Oh. Somehow that's in the top 40. A stroll in the park?
Yeah, once a week at least, you know.
Playing cards, Matt?
I played Uno on the flight back from Benicassim with program associate Steve. Does that count?
Well, let's see, because board games is also in there. Board games?
Right, it's in between the two, really, isn't it? Uno.
It's indefinable. Yeah. Playing tennis?
I'd love to play again. It's something I'd love to play more, but haven't done for about a year.
Writing poetry?
You've written one on this show before.
Yeah, no, that's the weird thing.
But when have you done it not for money? Just for your own personal enjoyment?
Not since I was at school. Even that wasn't for my personal enjoyment, really.
Drinking?
Drinking alcohol.
Well, it just says drinking. I presume it means that.
Well, like...
Because eating's not on here.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, there you go. Well, congratulations, you are British. Well done, brilliant, all those things. Yeah. Matt's come out without a belt on today. And you keep shifting your trousers, which is really off-putting.
You know, they're not at fall-down stage, but they're just at that middle
ground.
They're
on their way. You'll have to tell people... This is the last story here that I want to talk about. You'll have to tell people... You have to make something up.
I know, yeah.
Because men are more likely to lie than women. The average male tells 3 fibs a day. 3 fibs, Matt. What have you lied about so far? I mean, we're into our day, aren't we? Maybe you've already done a fib. Have you fibbed yet? You gonna fib?
No, I don't think I have. I haven't fibbed yet.
Men's top 5 lies. So I didn't have that much to drink. Nothing's wrong, I'm fine. I had no phone signal. It wasn't that expensive. And I'm on my way. Women, nothing's wrong, I'm fine. I don't know where it is. I haven't touched it. It wasn't that expensive. It's back in. I haven't had that much to drink. And, of course, I've got a headache. They're on there. But I wonder, because we are so early in the day, because these fibs haven't happened yet, ladies and gents, are you planning a fib? Do you intend to fib today? Do you know already what you're going to fib about? It's like Minority Report, isn't it? We're kind of catching people out. Future lies, I think, is one way of putting it. So what are your future lies? 83936. Matt?
I definitely need one about my trouser situation today, having left the house without a belt. I think I might just pass it off as my new look.
Yeah?
I'm trying to look like the urban ute.
Bit gangster.
With my pants showing. Okay. My jeans around my hips.
Okay, great. Dave.
Deliberate.
Future. Lie.
Yeah, well, during my first training session for my brand new footy team tonight, I will lie and tell them that I've always been a striker, just to secure the best position on the field.
Well, you've already renamed them to Dave Masterman All-Stars.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. Go for that.
I think my future fib is going to be, got to go to a blooming screening after the show. Oh, because I do, right? But it's more the attitude. I'll be going, oh, it's the Sweeney. Oh. Classic sort of remaking of an old British film. Oh, I don't want to go. Got Ray Bloomin' Winston coming on next week. I'm going to go see the Bloomin' film.
It's work, isn't it?
Of course, I want to be there for potty training so I can trail after a toddler holding a basin under his gentleman's agreement in case of showers. Of course, I want to do that, but I'm going to go to the Bloomin' Sweeney. Oh, that's my future fib.
XFM.
Avoid the showers today, everybody. It's going to be showers. was caught in a shower this morning, Matt. Caught in a shower. Was, sir. I was. Wasn't pleasant. Very fast showers at the moment, like someone turning on a power shower.
There's some heavy ones, aren't there? Yesterday, there's some very heavy ones.
And it turned. Yeah. Let's look at the papers. Let's look at the papers. Well, TfL, Transport for London. May have seen
that
story.
Explaining that.
Yes. may have seen the story about gangs of mice attacking passengers at Farringdon Station. Over the past couple of days, someone popped up a sign saying that was happening, advising you to tuck your trousers into your socks. Good advice anyway, I think. Good advice anyway, in case there are rogue mice. Anyway, they finally officially denied that gangs of mice are attacking passengers. I tried to find out, I phoned them up.
Welcome to Transport for London. To help me put you through to the right department, please tell me in just a few words how I can help you.
Mouse attack situation update.
Please wait one moment.
Yeah, it didn't work. Didn't put me through to anyone. You'd think that, you know, that system would incorporate mouse attack, you know? So, all right, mouse attack, we've got a mouse attack department. Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
It should be press 3 for mouse attack department, pretty much.
Absolutely. I did get through to someone a little bit later on. Remarkably unhelpful. XFM. The internet, very strong on, very, very strong this morning. The fact that these Prince Harry photos have been published in The Sun. And I mentioned it earlier, it's worth just quickly returning to the fact that The Sun have printed, a few days after they've been on the internet, these pictures of Harry. Usually they'd use like an Alison Jackson style, you know, fake model, fake picture, that kind of thing, mock it up. I think she's got to find a new joke. It's been too long now. It's been like 15 years. Got to move on. And so there's this picture of him that's in there. And it's difficult for the papers because they're having to respond to a fast-moving world now, aren't they? And it's kind of like this this rage of an old man just going, well, I'm going to do it, and then, and publishing these pictures. But then also at the same time having to be very, very nice to Prince Harry to kind of go, well, we're doing this, but please don't, don't be angry.
We like him. We
like Prince Harry, and please don't be angry at us and cut us off at the same time. Which is why the story is about when he's hugging that naked girl.
Yeah.
And the spin is, perfect gent, Prince Harry, hugged a naked blonde from behind. It was actually to protect her modesty.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing. That's what he was doing, an officer and a gentleman. And apparently he went over and said, I'll shield you, I'll protect you, I won't let them see you. From the sort of 1950s.
It's a direct quote.
And that's interesting these days, because it is a reaction to the internet. Here's a story about Suggs very quickly. Suggs, the madness front man. This is also internet-based. He was trying to track down for years and years, like, his father. He didn't know his father had lost kind of contact, I guess, or he never knew who he was. He'd gone through all the official ways. He'd searched everything, gone to a council building, all that kind of stuff. Do you know how he found out about his dad?
Not on Facebook or something.
No. Worse, he looked at his own page on Wikipedia, and it was there. Oh, the information he required was on his own page on Wikipedia. So he's learned something from the internet. Yeah. We learned something from the internet. That's my question to you. Matt, what's the internet taught you?
Well, many, many things are etched on my memory. It really does open the gateway to the grotesque, the internet. But I also, just yesterday, watched a comical re-edit of Neil Buchanan on Art Attack.
Oh, good.
Making a comedy picture.
Great.
But I think mainly that's a YouTube video of a talking dog.
Talking dog. Hey, I'm very much on board with that as well.
Animals do the funniest things. That's
Matt,
what I've learned.
Can I be honest with you? I never found cats particularly funny.
Exactly.
Until the internet, right? Now, I absolutely love them.
Yeah.
I could watch cats all day, yeah? Cats falling over, Matt. I could watch that for hours. Cats walking into screen doors.
Yep.
Cats clinging onto ceilings, jumping over fences, batting each other in the face, knocking over babies. Babies as well.
Oh, yeah.
Babies I now found.
They're good, aren't they?
Babies falling over, walking into screen doors.
Almost talking.
Babies clinging to ceilings. Babies jumping over fences. Fences, Matt. Fence Factor. The search for Britain's best fence. Would that have ever happened without the internet?
I don't think so.
No, it's the search for Britain's best fence is what's taught me why the internet is just absolutely amazing.
It's taught us so much.
That and Mint's going crazy in fizzy pop.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet.
You know, we were talking yesterday about offal and tripe being back, and how I once ordered a duck's neck in a restaurant because I thought it looked like a pepperami.
Yeah.
Well, now, brains very much back on the menu, according to... Of course, I think it's in It's in South London. I thought this would be an East London thing, but it's in, I think it's in Borough.
Right.
A man who's decided to base a business around selling brain burgers.
Oh, come on.
I don't see this being a particularly strong fad.
No.
I don't see this.
what animal's brains is it?
I imagine it's...
sheep's.
It's cows, I think.
Cow's
yeah.
brains.
Yeah. And you could also, if you don't fancy that, there are pig's feet, cow thyroid nuggets. I like they've popped nuggets on the end to make it sound palatable. Skewered beef hearts, brain salad wrap, if you're health conscious. And crispy brain dippers in barbecue sauce.
No but way.
They have to keep putting something nice at the end of it to make you kind of go, oh, okay, all right, it's got barbecue sauce. I told you, didn't I, about the time that I was on a TV show that Heston Blumenthal had put together, and then you didn't know what you're going to get to eat, and they popped down something in front of me, and it was cow's brain custard. Cow's brain custard. And I was trying not to eat the cow's brain custard. There's some little potato croquettes next to it, so I was just munching them down and ignoring this wobbling gelatinous mass. Everyone else was tucking into this cow brain custard. I was very intimidated by it. I felt very naive food wise, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the camera comes around and the director goes, you enjoying your cow brain custard? And I go, well, to be honest, I'm just trying to eat these potato things and just get away with it. Yeah. And he goes, that's the brains. And I go, well, what's that stuff? He goes, that's custard.
It's custard.
So I'd just been avoiding eating custard by munching down on brains. Everyone else, it turns out everyone else was trying to just eating the custard, avoiding the brains. I looked amazing. Yeah. A food adventurer, man.
I love your gastronomic adventures, though. I want to hear more of these.
Well, all I've got really is that and the duck's neck. I'm pretty much out. We are... I've asked you this morning, what are your future lies, you know? What are the fibs you're going to be telling a little bit later on to your friends or to your colleagues or to whoever it might be? Well, let's find out. That's right. It's Matt Dyson. It's your future lies. So, Matt, what are people going to be lying about in the near future?
Well, whenever we do something like this about unscrupulous behaviour, we seem to get a lot of texts in from teachers.
the naughty teacher phenomenon.
And Charlie says, when I go into school to arrange my new classroom today, I plan to fib that I have lost my voice as a result of a horrendous cold, not as a result of Reading Festival, as I plan to be sick during Glastonbury next year so they cannot know that I like music festivals.
That's an incredible future lie.
Yeah,
that's an investment in the future.
Future lie.
Future lie. Joe from Dartford says, today I'll be talking to my manager as though I care. And he's really been, Joe could have used the language he ordinarily employs there, many phrases. But, you know, you're really coming along, Joe. You're really,
you
really
liar. Something.
Well, now I'm lying, aren't I? Matt.
It was like that when I got here.
Oh,
I like to use this about 6 or 7 times a day in my work and home life to explain away various states of mess that I've made. That's Liftman Scott.
Is it? Confirmed listener Rachel says, I'm updating my CV so I can start applying for jobs. So my lies today are going to be too numerous to mention. They will mostly involve my love of spreadsheets and, of course, of working with the general public.
Lie face.
Lie face. What else, Matt?
Confirmed.
The public are the worst. Not us listening or talking now, but the
my
rest of them.
My future lie will be to tell Streaky and Chunky that they are good at painting.
They're not. Streaky, that's how he got his name, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Streaky and Chunky. His chunky fingers.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Fingers. Exactly.
Confirmed listener, the towels.
Oh, the towels. Well done. Matt?
When I get home, the wife will say I've had a drink, and I'll say don't be silly, but it's true. I work nights and have one on the way home. Pete, who says night-night, great show.
Oh, thanks. Nice night, one, Pete. And you deserve it, you know?
Yeah, why not?
You're working all night.
You can't
go
into a pub at that time, you know, just have a little drink.
Exactly, Peter. You're all right by us. Billy and Battersea, what's your future fib?
I'll be lying about working late tonight so I can go fishing instead of meeting my accountant. Carp are more interesting than numbers.
Carp are more interesting than numbers. Just another fact that we bring to you.
You're going to hell.
Well, I'm not. I think that was strong. Dom in Watford says, I fully intend to tell my other half, as I do 4 out of 5 working days, that I got home from work at 5:30 and not four. Thus ensuring I won't be nagged for the hour and a half playing while I'm playing Xbox in my pants.
Wow. Future lie.
He steals 90 minutes a day. 90 minutes just to sit in his pants and play Xbox. That's no one knows about it. Matt, couple of
classic future lie from Lucy here. I'm going to lie about why I'm going to be late for work this morning. I'll say it's because of a passenger alarm. Oh, it's gone off again. But actually, it's because I was playing with the dog.
Oh, nice.
Lie face.
Lie face, but in a nice way. And Jay, well, no, I'm not going to say this person's name, because their lie is, I'm leaving work early to pick up an engagement ring. So I will be lying.
You're going to hell.
No, you're not. You're fine.
We are XFM.
So, 4 hours of very important broadcasting, but what have we learned today, Matt Dyson?
Well, Danny went against all the advice from the Thought Police behind the scenes here at XFM this morning and blurted out the names of people who've we've asked to be on the show but demanded a fee. If you missed it, you really did miss out. If this was a newspaper, I would have pictures of the three culprits would be printed like as a silhouette so you could just see the outline of them. I cannot repeat the details about who they were.
No.
Unless...
Recognise her bottom, though, if you're in the...
if you're around in the 80s. Unless Steve can add some beeps to this segment in the edit. Okay.
Yeah.
In which case, they were super hard, goalie-looking and Andrew Collins.
Yes, they were. A beltless Matt Dyson did his best to not expose his gentleman's agreements to the studio this morning. Something that would only lend more weight to the sexual harassment case currently being lodged by Work Experience Steve.
We are... the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
So there you go. That was podcast 58 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. Matthew, sum it up in a poem.
We haven't got time, have we?
Yeah, we've got loads of time. We've got to just fill the internet up with it. Go on.
Well, we had some fun, the odd pun, and now everybody is on the run.
Wow. Podcast 59 next week. Shut up, Matt.
With a nun.
Oh. Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.